putting things up on the website. Take a listen to his response.
I do think this is a multi-year effort. That doesn't mean it's not going to get better every month, right? I think it will continue to get better. I think part of the good news is we really started ramping up on this a year ago or more. So we're not getting a cold start. We're probably a year into a massive three-year push. My hope is that by the end of this year, we'll have turned the corner on a lot of these issues, and people will see that things are getting a lot better.
A former WWE Hall of Famer has been killed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
He was Luscious Johnny Valiant in the ring, wrestling for the WWE back in the 70s and the 80s.
He's not the first one that's been hurt. He's not going to be the last one. But he's the first one that Johnny Valiant and Brutus Beefcake hurt since we've been here. So there.
That from an interview on a WWE broadcast back in 1985. He'd retired in the late 80s and became a stand-up comic and actor. He was walking in Ross Township, Pennsylvania on Wednesday when he was struck and killed by a pickup truck. He was 71. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A bus carrying more than a dozen passengers overturned on its way to the Masters Golf Tournament today. All the passengers were reported safe, and the driver was charged with DUI. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We went long on a lot of the topics last hour on the program. It's okay. It was very important stuff. And, again, I have talked about this over the years, written about this over the years in regards to what you need to do when things are getting nuts. Things are getting nuts. And, again, we're here to help you here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show and Markowski Investments and take full advantage of that. I want to, I got to get into some ripoffs and scams here. This story in particular. Morgan Stanley. There's a Morgan Stanley broker. This Morgan Stanley broker. It's a true story I'm telling you right now. This Morgan Stanley broker was one of the top producers. Now, that's what they call brokers that generate a lot of commission. Churn 'em and burn 'em, baby. Remember that from Wall Street? We're not fund managers, bud. Churn 'em and burn 'em. Well, this guy is in Morgan Stanley's Chairman's Club. It's a special club for for top producers at Morgan Stanley all around the country. This is the top 2%. These are the brokers that can really churn them and burn them. This guy for 15 years, I'm not making this up, 15 years repeatedly abused women at the office. And I'm talking abuse. I'm not talking about being rude or making snide comments. Actually physically attacking them. He threatened to burn down my house with me in it. One woman wrote in an application for a restraining order against the broker. He choked me so hard it left a mark on my throat, wrote a second. All of this stuff was swept underneath the rug at Morgan Stanley. I guess, Morgan Stanley's going to have to start running some hashtag Me Too advertisements here and there. You're talking about an environment for over 15 years where he repeatedly did this to women in the office, yet he wasn't fired. Why? Because he was a top producer. That's all. It's money. It's money. Hey, listen, if this guy was one of the lower rungs on the totem pole in the office, gone. Gone. But no way are they going to fire a guy that does this much in commission. I mean, it was out in Oregon. And the office out there, what do you think that the sales manager wants to lose a guy like that? How do you think he makes his money? He makes his money on the brokers in the office. He don't want that guy to go. No way. This is who these people are. This is what the big firms are all about. This is their culture. We talk about their culture, and they've got their mission statements. And sometimes there'll be a rally somewhere, and you'll see a Morgan Stanley sign or a Goldman Sachs sign or a Merrill Lynch sign. They're all the same. They all think the same. They all do the same. This broker, Douglas Greenberg, now he's got to leave Morgan Stanley. You don't think he's going to find another place to work quick? Damn straight. Because he's a producer. He can churn them and burn them. You know, I witnessed this firsthand. When I first started out in the business on Wall Street, there'd be guys that would come into the office. In this case, these guys were really rude and crude to the sales assistants and the back office staff, and it really didn't sit well with me at all. But these guys would come into the office, and they'd do drugs right there in the office. You could go into our office bed. This Wall Street. There'd be guys smoking crack in the bathroom. They were destroying themselves. But, hey, they were top producers. They'd get back on the phone, and they would churn them and burn them, generate tons in commissions. Do you think that anybody at the office gave a damn that they were doing drugs? No. If they could, let me be really honest and frank with everybody. If they could, a lot of these brokerage firms would provide it to the brokers. You know how how the military used to provide as part of the rations? What is it said about the British Navy? Remember what is it called? It's called Pusser's Rum. And it would be part of their rations every single day. Hey, Wall Street could. They'd provide cocaine as part of their staff's, their salespeople's rations every single day. Now, I'm not exaggerating. They would. But again, here's just another example. How many is it going to take, people? Again, how many is it going to take? I ask that sometimes. But we get accounts that transfer in from Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, big firms. I have been listening to your show for years. I said, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? What story was it? Or was it something that happened to you? I don't know what, I for the life of me, I don't get it. I don't have that much patience. with businesses that do god-awful and horrible things, and it's a part of their culture. It's about who they are, and this is who they are. Because they knew about this at the highest levels, and they chose to do nothing. Anyway, this is another one of my these stories that makes me shake my head. It really does. Again, back in the day when I first started the Watchdog on Wall Street show, I would yell a lot. I get worked up here on the program, and sometimes I get loud. I get it. But I don't really yell and scream nearly as much as I used to. Granted, I do it sometimes, and I don't like it when I do it. I don't. But these stories really used to get me yelling and screaming. They did. And I calmed down. I don't know, it was probably about, been on the air 18 years, probably about 10 years ago. Really started to calm down, and I had a bit of an epiphany when it came to this stuff. Anyway, here's the story. This, where this gets sent to me from. I'm not even sure where I got this one from. It's out of Washington. Washington man who served time in prison defrauding his neighbor out of about $800,000 pleaded guilty to a much bigger scam in which he admitted posing as an investment advisor and cheating clients out of nearly $13 million. How did he do this? Through his church. Through his church. Again, how many times have I said here on the program, if anybody uses their church to sell you stuff, run. Now, granted, you are going to make connections in church and meet people, and you'll say, oh, you know what? That individual, I like them. They own a travel agency, and maybe I'll book my trip through them. But when people start saying that they have some sort of biblical investment way, and they're doing things with the best, and they start using the Bible to sell their investments or whatever they're selling, I don't care what it may be, run. Run. Anybody that has that arrogant, that has that little fear of God, that little fear of God that they are going to use God to sell you an investment scam, run. Run. You have to, people. They never, ever work out. You know, this story, and I've got several others that are very similar to this. Last week we talked on the program about that scam out of Buffalo with the high rates of returns, and they often do this with these religious scams. Years ago, I stopped yelling so much about this because I came to the realization that I need to try to empower people instead. I want people to listen and to learn and to understand that, you know what? It's partially your fault, too. It's easy. And I talk about it all the time, about taking responsibility. Taking responsibility. It's real easy to blame that evil crook at your church that duped you and scammed you. But deep, 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 deep down inside, you knew something was wrong. Deep down inside, you knew something was amiss because you, too, abandoned reality. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort, and there are no exceptions to that rule. Never, ever, never. You start thinking that there's some sort of shortcut, or that this guy has all of the answers in the entire world, knows exactly what they're doing, that's when you're going to lose. Anyway, going to take a break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get the help you need right there at our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, college planning kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or you can give us a call, 800-471-5984. Again, that number is 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Stop the press. Well, those were the few honest journalists. For years, I've been saying you can tell who they are and what they're trying to do by the names they call you and the accusations they make against you. But now, can you believe it? Progressives have finally revealed themselves. Surprised? Me too. After decades of their relentless chants, "We don't want to take your guns, we just want gun control," they now directly call for a repeal of the Second Amendment. What's next? No need to wait. The census is coming. Don't you dare ask for citizenship, and we demand you count everyone. What's at stake isn't political correctness, oh no. This is about congressional representation. You're likely thinking they wouldn't dare use illegal aliens to garner more seats in Congress, but you already know the answer to that question, don't you? Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to watchdogonwallstreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, Mickey. This was a popular tune at the roller skating parties. Way, way, way back in the day. Did you have those back in junior high and high school where they would actually, you know, bring a truck to your school, and then everybody would get roller skates, and you'd roller skate around the gym, and they'd have like a DJ there playing music. Did you have that? We did. But maybe it was just an upstate New York thing. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, I've got to get into the omnibus spending package. I talked a lot about it this past week on the program. I did, and for the most part. Out of all of the correspondence, the emails and whatnot that I received, I'm being honest, most of the people agreed with me. You had the occasional super Trumpster, super duper duper Trumpster, those individuals out there that believe that Trump can walk on water and can do no wrong. Most people agreed with me. I'm here to tell you that this is a disaster. I couldn't be more disappointed right now in the president and the Republican Party. Now, again, I remind everybody I'm not a member of the Republican Party. Left a long time ago. I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian. And I just don't believe that the Republican Party quite honestly, has those values anymore. Case in point would be this omnibus spending bill, which is a joke. Again, you've got various different super Trumpsters out there trying to sugarcoat it and say, well, it's only for 6 months, and then maybe Trump might be able to use military money to build the wall. And for me, it's not even about the wall, because I don't even agree with the wall. I'm more upset that they're not even funding the ICE agents that they need to go crack down on employers that are hiring illegals, because that's what would do the trick. It's not a difficult thing. It really isn't. It's not a hard thing to do to stop illegal immigration into the United States. You simply don't allow for any government assistance to illegals, nor do you allow them to work. Why would they come here? Why would they come here? You see, they can work. We have laws on the books that say that they can't. We have an E-Verify system that I think is running on a Commodore 64 from the late 1980s. And nothing is done. Nothing is done. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think that many Americans like their, and I'm calling it what it is, basically slave labor. Slave labor that keeps wages here in the United States down. If we need workers here in the United States and we need to have immigration because we need to fill those jobs, we'll make them legal and make them abide by the same rules. But with that being said, this 2,000-plus page bill, again, Republicans breaking every promise that they ever had. Again, oh, we're going to force people to read it, and you're going to have a certain amount of time that in between when the bill is put out and when we can actually sign it so everybody can go through it. Do you think anybody actually read this thing? This was put together by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and Paul Ryan, who for all intents and purposes are more powerful than the President of the United States. They're the most powerful people in the world, quite honestly. Look at the type of dollars that they can control. That's power. That's power. You think that Zuckerberg and Buffett and Soros have that type? No way. They got a lot of their money tied up in stock. It's not cash. This is cash. This is just spend. And spend they will. Nancy Pelosi gloating over the bill. We won. We won. Chuck Schumer heaping all sorts of praise on the GOP and the omnibus bill. The era of austerity coming to an end, he said. All of you people out there that support the Republican Party, why? Why? Wasn't it back in 2011 that the Republicans, very upset about all of the ridiculous spending taking place under the Obama administration, decided to put spending caps in place on both discretionary and military spending? Yes, they did. Oh, but now they got the presidency, the House, and the Senate, and they're going to throw that out the window? Which they did. And there's never enough money. Got record tax revenues going to the federal government, and we're still expected to run a $1 trillion deficit. Even on a local level, state and local income sales and property taxes all hitting record highs. Record highs. But hey, you know what? What was it sold under? What was the military spending, right? Got to fund the military. Our military is depleted. We need to fund that military. Hey, listen, guys, I want to have the strongest military in the entire world, but this is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. You know that our military spending is higher than the next 8 countries combined? The leap in military spending in 2018 from this omnibus bill would surpass the total military budget of any country in the world except China. It's never enough. It never will be enough. And again, military, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Wait a second. When are you going to take a step back and say, whoa, enough is enough. Maybe we should bring these troops home. Maybe we should get some savings here and there. Maybe we shouldn't be involved all over the world. We lost. This is a, to Donald Trump, huge, huge loss. Don't listen to any of the super Trumpsters. He's playing 3D chess out there. Now he's got moves way ahead of the Democrats. He knows exactly what he's doing. Baloney. These people do not know what's in this omnibus bill. They don't understand it at all. What's going to happen is it's just going to get passed on down the line. And spending is going to continue. Why is it? I don't get this. How can you people out there be members of the Republican Party? How? When you complain and you rant and rave about spending when Barack Obama's president, but now you got a Donald Trump in the White House and you don't give a damn anymore. We get back from the break. I'm going to tell you something else about this omnibus bill. It's a great story about how the special interests win and how we lose. Yeah. This is how the sausage is made, people, and I'm going to show you. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, President Donald Trump arrived in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, where he will be participating in a roundtable discussion about tax reform. Now, Republican Governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, joined Fox News to talk about how the tax cuts are really helping folks in West Virginia.
His tax reform is really taking hold in West Virginia. West Virginia is growing at a growth rate of about 5% now, and we're doing really good things. And we made a commitment to invest in education, and I would encourage governors and everybody across this nation, be fiscally responsible. But when you have monies, when you have real monies within your state, I think we ought to really reinvest back in our kids and back into education.
As jury selection continues in the Bill Cosby sexual assault retrial, a majority of jurors summoned as potential alternates say they've already formed an opinion on the case. This is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. We've been together too long.
Like a worn-out recording. What? This had to be what? 77? 78? So while she lay there sleeping, I think he had one other hit song, if I'm not mistaken. But this was a big one. And they brought it back in the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Pretty good. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. How the sausage is made? Well, I'm going to explain this. Since, you know what? Baseball season is back. It's still damn cold here in the Northeast, but baseball season is back. And we're going to show you how the sausage is made using baseball. That's right. Baseball being the special interest here. And remember back in the day, again, I'm mentioning it, a Pina Colada song, 1970s. Saturday morning cartoons. Saturday morning cartoons in the early 70s, they had this thing called Schoolhouse Rock. And I still think from time to time, well, they don't have Saturday morning cartoons anymore, but they had it for years. And there was one that they did, which was about how a law is made. I'm just a bill, just an ordinary bill, sitting here on Capitol Hill. And they go through the entire, well, way bills are supposed to be made. And I think it started off where some community wanted to have a stoplight somewhere. And how it works its way and gets its way all the way to Congress. To all you kids out there, they're teaching you this type of thing in civics class, social studies in school. That's not true anymore. That's not how laws and bills are made at all. Laws and bills are made like this. Okay, pay attention, kids. It might be on your state exam. Pay attention. Laws and bills are made like this. You have a lot of money. You are a special interest. You gather together with your buddies and you cut a big check to various different politicians. You show up at their fundraiser in Washington, D.C., usually probably at a Georgetown establishment, have a couple cocktails, and put the check in the little fishbowl at the fundraiser. You know, you do this. You don't do this yourself. You hire a lobbyist to go and do this for you. Then... they come up with something that you want, and they put it into committee. And these things never really ever make it out of committee and get voted on. What happens is they get stuck into an omnibus bill. They may not have anything to do with spending at all. But what they do have a lot to do with is politicians making money and raising money. And that, my friends, is how laws are made today. Oh, you don't believe me? You don't, huh? Well, let's follow along with me here, shall we? There's an example of this, and it has to do with baseball. Major League Baseball, that's a special interest group, right? That's big business, billion-dollar business. Major League Baseball successfully lobbied for its inclusion in the omnibus bill, a provision. It is a provision that exempts minor league baseball players from federal minimum wage laws and laws regarding overtime pay. Yep. Major League Baseball had that written into law, and it's in a spending bill. Reason for this, it's basically a way to codify a long-standing de facto exemption. And what it does is it undermines. There's a lawsuit that's been filed. It's going through the process that has been brought by several players who are arguing that they are due additional pay under federal rules. Now, I don't even necessarily agree with the players' lawsuit. I don't necessarily agree with the lawsuit. And in fact, I would argue probably on the side of Major League Baseball when it comes to this. I would. But the process stinks. This is not how things are supposed to be done in this country. It's a shame. Let's take a quick break right here. I want to finish up with this. It's a great example of how laws are made in America today. The checkbook. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Odor Eaters is back with their fun yet stinky annual Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest are raising a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children from across the country competed at this year's contest, hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not, for a chance to win the national title and $2,500. But only one lucky pair of Rotten Sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to Hunter Ham from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find yet a new foul scent on every sniff. Rachel Hurst, PhD and expert of smell.
This year's participants really moved the bar up even higher. We all know kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids have a talent.
For more, visit odoreaters.com.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah! These boys, I don't like this song at all. I just don't. I mean, I like the old school Beach Boys stuff. Kokomo tune. It's kind of like that really late Grateful Dead stuff that came out. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're talking about how we're talking about the omnibus spending bill. We're talking and explaining to everybody how the rule of law works here in this country. Unless you have a lot of money, you need not apply. What Congress did with this in Major League Baseball is they bowed to the wishes of a special interest. They used the federal budget bill to basically put their thumb on the scale of a lawsuit that has zip, zero, zilch, nada. Nothing to do with the budget. This is all a part of a piece of legislation that is more than 2,200 pages long. Actually, great piece by Eric Boehm on Reason explaining all of this. He does a great job with it. Now, the baseball provision is found on page 1,967 of the bill. It is tucked in between a grant for increasing background checks for people who work and a grant to protect young athletes from abuse. Representative Brad Guthrie from Kentucky called it the Save America's Pastime Act. Huh? Huh? This is saving America's pastime? The bill didn't get a single co-sponsor and has not received so much as a committee hearing or a vote. Yet now, I'm just a bill. I'm a bill of the law! Woohoo! Yeah, no need to go through that process that we used to have to go through that our founding fathers wanted us to do. No! Silly. Silly. Cut a check. Cut a check. Garrett Brocious, minor league player turned attorney who is the player's attorney in this lawsuit, told Bloomberg Law, it's an example of how our government is operating right now. You have billionaires lobbying on something proposed in secret and rushed into a spending bill, even though it has nothing to do with spending. I don't necessarily disagree with Major League Baseball's argument. The players in the lawsuit are saying, hey, we play baseball all summer long on these minor league teams, and we can make as little as $3,000 for a season. Is anybody holding a gun to your head telling you that you need to play baseball all summer long and get paid? Hey, when I was a kid, I played baseball all summer long and Babe Ruth and whatnot, but I never got paid. So you're getting paid to play a game. Good for you. If you were actually any good, you'd be making more than $3,000 a summer, or you would have got a signing bonus. You don't have to do it. Again, there's no one making you go and play a game for the summer. It's the process that stinks. It really does. To think that anything you want, I mean, any special interest, you get enough money together, you find a congressman, that congressman is owed something. Again, this thing didn't have a single co-sponsor on this bill. Yet Major League Baseball is going to get exactly what they want. People, again, until you start paying attention and holding your elected representatives accountable, until we start actually putting people into positions of power, into office that actually respect the Constitution and the rule of law, nothing is going to change. Again, we need to take responsibility for all this because collectively it is our fault. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, this is another roller skate party tune way back when. Anyway, welcome back. All right. Again, I got a kick out of this. This was on Thursday. Thursday morning, the weekly jobless claims total came out. 215,000 versus 230,000, which happens to be the lowest we have seen in 45 years, since 1973. Okay, 1973. And what I did, and I do this for fun. For fun. This happened when I was on the air during one of the breaks. I go and I look at all the various different business websites to see what the commentary is. Was it positive?
No. You had they had to go to some universities and talk to some economics professors who grabbing their chin in their beard while wearing their corduroy blazer with patches on the elbows. Well, you know, this could be troubling for the economy because maybe a tight labor market, you see, and then wages will rise and it'll be inflationary, which would be really bad for the economy.
So what you're saying is the more Americans are employed and the fact that their wages are going to go up is bad?
Well, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. You see, you need to understand.
No. What I need to understand is that you teach a class at this university and you are infecting minds of kids and feeding them crap. What you need to understand is that if I gave you a couple hundred thousand dollars and asked you, Mr. Professor, to go out and start a business, you'd fail. This is great news. Great news. I just ripped into Trump with the omnibus
spending bill. But getting regulation off the backs of businesses and helping out with the tax code is doing wonders for the overall economy, and it's putting people back to work. That is a very good thing. There's no other way to slice it. Okay? There's no other way to slice it. Now, we are facing tightening labor markets. So we need to get people off the sidelines and back to work. We talked about what was being done in Wisconsin with Governor Scott Walker. This past week, the West Virginia governor signed into law a bill that is going to require West Virginia residents between the ages of 18 to 49 who participate in the SNAP program, food stamps, to work or volunteer for a minimum of 20 hours per week. Now, I don't understand why it tops out at 49. I don't. What? You're 52 and you can't get off the couch and stop playing Fortnite and get yourself a job or volunteer a little bit since we're providing you food? The law in Virginia, it's got enough loopholes in it to drive several trucks through. One of the things I don't like is that it gives an exemption for parents of dependent children. Whoa. I'm sorry. I get it if your kids are not in school, but if your kids are in school while they're at school, you can, again, get off the Xbox and stop playing Fortnite and go get a job or volunteer. But yeah, we need to get all of these people that are addicted, because that's what it is, it's an addiction, addicted to handouts and giveaways, off the damn sidelines and get them back to work. Anyway, I want to talk about this as well. Amazon stock taking it on the chin this week. Pow! Because Donald Trump sent out a couple of tweets. Couple of tweets saying that he doesn't like what's going on over at Amazon. And Amazon is forcing businesses to shut down, losing jobs. And Amazon is not paying its fair share in taxes. And I'm paraphrasing. And again, Amazon's not paying its fair share in taxes. And he actually was talking about not paying taxes to local municipalities and areas. And there's that, it's actually in front of the Supreme Court. It's about collecting sales taxes. But it's more to it than that. Politicians bend over backwards to give deals to companies like Amazon. And it's not right and it's not fair. This is what I don't understand. This is where I get aggravated with Trump. You're on to something, buddy. Okay? He is. It's like he's on to something. But he can't seem to get his thoughts straight. Why not, President Trump, why not go after, and I, like I said, I don't even know how you would go about doing it, but you've got lawyers and all that good stuff to help you out with this. Why not come up with some sort of way? Who would applaud this all around the country? That would make it illegal for any municipality, any state, to cut a tax deal for one entity over someone else. I have lamented this. I've gone off on this here in the program. This nation, we are supposed to be equal under the law, and we are not. Why is it that Amazon can build a distribution center and not have to pay any property taxes there? How is that right? How is that fair? You want business to really boom in this country? You want to level the playing field? What you need to do is no subsidies. Zip. Nothing. No business gets a damn thing from the government. And that's what it is. You're not paying property taxes. You don't have to pay the same as everybody else. You are getting subsidized. This is what you need to fight, President Trump. Stop sending out silly tweets and do something about it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff on our website. I'm just getting warmed up, guys. We've got 1 hour left. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia today. This is the president's fourth trip to West Virginia. Now, the president is in West Virginia to participate in a roundtable discussion. President Trump also took the opportunity to bring up the individual mandate.
Now, when you think about it, it was more than tax cuts because we got rid of the individual mandate. When you get rid of the individual mandate, that was a disaster. That was the most unpopular aspect of Obamacare.
Also, it is full speed ahead as President Trump ordered the National Guard to assist the Border Patrol in securing the nation's southwest border with Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News to talk about how governors are a big fan of this and how this has helped in the past.
Certainly their strong belief that, in fact, it made a huge difference. And in some cases, they believe that it neatly ended all of the illegal traffic.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
With the latest on the data mining scandal Facebook's dealing with, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The social network now says British data firm Cambridge Analytica may have used the personal information of as many as 87 million Facebook users. An earlier estimate made by media outlets had placed the number of affected accounts at closer to 50 million. Meanwhile, Facebook's made some changes in the wake of the incident, effective Wednesday adding a section explaining its policies, including that it does collect people's contact information if they choose to upload, sync, or import it to the service. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify about the company's data practices before a House committee on April 11th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kate Brown is the Democratic governor of Oregon. She said yesterday she will refuse to send National Guard forces to the border with Mexico. As she said in a tweet, she opposes a militarization of our southern border with Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And recapping our top story today, President